The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachem Daf Kuf Tesvav. We'll continue our discussion. We said of the din bizman hazeh that the physical presence of the Beis Hamikdash and the Mizbeach is not present. Does that nullify the Kedushas Mokham HaMikdash? The Rambam holds the Bizman HaZev is an Issa Chorus, as there was Bizman HaBayis, to walk in Bitumah into the Mokham HaMikdash. The same is true Bizman HaZev. The Ravid holds not the Legabe Eretz Yisrael, they hold Pungfaket. The Rambam holds a Kitcha Shneo, Kitcha L'Shaito, Loi Kitcha L'Ozit Lovoi. The Ravid holds a Kitcha L'Shaito, Kitcha L'Ozit Lovoi, Legabe Eretz Yisrael, not Legabe Beis HaMikdash. We saw that what the Ravid says is esoteric. The Ravid also says on Legabe Chorus, he doesn't seem to say it Legabe a Heter Gomer. And the question is why? Let's, just to add a little bit to what we said in the previous year, before we explain the shit to the Ravid, let's add one more interesting discussion, which is Mamish Halacha L'Maaseh Bizman HaZeh. The Bikuri Yankiv, the classic Sefer Masechet Sukkah, written by the Aruch Lener, says a Chiddush which is for many the highlight of their celebration of Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Many people come to Eretz Yisrael specifically because of this concept, and that's the mitzvah of lulav, which the Torah says, "Lekachem lekam b'yom harishon." The mitzvah of lulav is only one day. There's a separate mitzvah, not separate legami, because it's the same mitzvah of lulav and esrog, but the Torah defines it separately. The Torah says, "Usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yom." On Sukkot, there's a mitzvah to be sameach lefnei Hashem lekechem. Chazal dash, and that is with the mitzvah of lulav and esrog. Lulav and esrog, the Mishnah says in Sukkot, is begvulin outside of Beis Hamikdash. Yom echad, you only yom rishon. Lekachem b'yom rishon, with all the dinim of lekichatama, lochem, has to be a sholem. Outside of the Beis Hamikdash, the mitzvah midaraisa is not bizman hazeh more than one day. The mitzvah is only one day. Bebeis hamikdash, the mitzvah was usmachtem added on to the mitzvah lekachem lekam. The mitzvah usmachtem lekachem lekam shivas yomim. Reb Yochem and Zakkai, the Mishnah says, hiskin added on to the Mishnah by saying to make a zeichel hamikdash bizman hazeh that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, that we, and that's where our minute comes to take our chiyuv, to take sukkah, to take luv and esrog every day of chag. Sukkah comes from the takana midrabbanan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai directly after churban habayis. That's the basics. Comes along the Bikuri Yankiv, and the Bikuri Yankiv says, bizman hazeh there would be a mitzvah of usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem, a mitzvah midaraisa, which the rest of us can't have. If we pick up a little vanessa, we make a bracha shek d'shon v'zayz v'tzivonu, but it's only a mitzvah same midarabonon in Beis Hamikdash, there would be a mitzvah midaraisa. Of course, we can't go up to the Har HaBayis to do the mitzvah properly with Tomei. We're not allowed to go up. But what about Yerushalayim? Says the Bikuri Yankiv, based on a reading of the Rambam, that Yerushalayim is also defined as lefnei Hashem. Kotchim kalam has to be eaten lefnei Hashem, can be eaten in Gans Yerushalayim, as Yerushalayim has to be eaten lefnei Hashem, v'chaltim lefnei Hashem lekechem, refers to Yerushalayim also in the context of smachim lefnei Hashem lekechem, the Chiddush of the Bikuri Yankiv. The Bikuri Yankiv says that bizman hazeh, despite the fact that there's no Kedusha on, not that there's no Kedusha, but we can't go up to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, midaraisa kol shiva on the Har HaBayis, but we can be Mekayim in Yerushalayim, the place where we know Yerushalayim for sure. Obviously, if you're 2 miles out of Yerushalayim, in the newer parts of Yerushalayim, certainly doesn't have Kedushas Yerushalayim, Mimois Ha Beis HaMikdosh. The place that we know for sure is in the old city by the Kaisel. If you want to go to the Churva for the unforgettable experience of davening there, again, many people, the highlight of their Sukkis, Gedoli Ador, Rav Eliyoshu Zatzal, Shlomo Zatzal, were makpid to go every single day of Sukkis to take the Lulav and Esrog. The Briskerov is brought down. Davka didn't go. Typical Briskerov, addicted to mitzvahs, where the Briskerov said, "I don't know. I have enough nervin on the Lulav and Esrog. On the one day, I should bring myself into a sofik chiv deraisa. On the other 7 days, Briskerov stayed away. But Rav Eliyoshiv used to go every day. He used to take his Esrog. He used to take his Lulav, an unforgettable sight for anybody who was zeich to see it. And he would take the Lulav and Esrog kol shiva in
the old city near the Kaisel. You have to be mamish next to the Kaisel. But in a place we know for sure was surrounded mukav mechitzes, mukav choyma mimois, mimois habeis hamikdash. Halavai that all Kaisel shminiska lekach in the base hamikdash, yibon a base hamikdash meherev yomenu. And we should all be there. But the Bikur Yankiv has to do with our sugya, because the Bikur Yankiv is based on the Rambam that Kedushas Yerushalayim bizman hazeh is nog. The Asamech asks the Kasha, even on the Bikur Yankiv's lomda, he says, let's say Ismachim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem, let's say Ismachim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem, Shivas Yom refers to Yerushalayim. He says, so why do Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai have to be Mesakin HaZechem? He says, Bepashtus, you read the Takana of Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai, there was no more the mitzvah of Shivas Yomim, of taking a Luv and Esek was bottled, so in order to remember the taking a Luv and Esek, Shivas Yomim, so we take the Gvulim. He says, what do you mean? You have Yerushalayim. So you could argue maybe Yerushalayim was Nechrav, you weren't allowed to go into Yerushalayim. But that didn't always have to be that way. Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai could have foreseen that there would be a time before Mashiach would come, hundreds and hundreds of years now, was the first few hundred years you weren't allowed to go into Yerushalayim. The times of the Goyinim, you were able to go to Yerushalayim. It was a very small community. The times of the Rishonim, the Crusader period, certainly in the last 500 years, there's been a substantial Kehillah, Baruch Hashem, growing in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh. You take the Luv and Esrig. So if that's Midderaisa, why would Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai have to be Misakin Ezecha? This is a Shtaka Taina of the Osamech on the Bikur Yankiv. But what's Negeh to us, let's focus on a few points that's Negeh to us in our discussion of the Shita of the Rambam. We said that we understand that Kedushas Yerushalayim is a Hemshik of Kedushas HaMikdash. The question is Mitzvah Simcha Kol Shiva? We say that we can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mitzvah Shiva Kol Shiva in the Beis HaMikdash because there is no Beis HaMikdash, we can't go with Tommy. Does that mean that the same way Kedushas Yerushalayim is Leibotl, we explained that. Kedushas Yerushalayim is an extension on a smaller level of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, of the Mokum HaMikdash, the Mokum HaMizbech, is an extension of the Mokum HaShaboy Bochar Hashem, the Shachin Shmoy in Gantz Yerushalayim. Does that mean also that the mitzvah of Smachim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem that was in the Beis HaMikdash primarily, there's a mitzvah of being Sameach in Yerushalayim, the whole Yerushalayim? Or, what's the other option? The other option is to say that there's a mitzvah of Simcha, even if you say Lefnei Hashem Lekechem means Yerushalayim, there's a mitzvah of Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Simcha of the Beis HaMikdash is being celebrated, Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim, that extends outward to encompass all Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is an extension of Mokum HaMikdash. But what happens if Bizman HaZeh there is none? It's not possible, because of Tumah, to be Sameach Lefnei Hashem Lekechem in the Azor, in the Mokum HaMikdash. So is it shaykh to say that the mitzvah is not only Yerushalayim? Isn't the whole reason why Kedush Yerushalayim exists bizman hazeh, legabi, that the Rambam says you can eat kachum kalim and maisa sheni? Isn't that only as an extension of Yerushalayim? If the mitzvah of smachim lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim is not shaykh bebeis HaMikdash shivas yomim bizman hazeh, l'chore the simcha in Yerushalayim as an extension also does not exist. That l'chore would be the position of the Sameach. The Bikur Yankiv argues. Bikur Yankiv says, no, you don't have Smachim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yom in Beis HaMikdash, but you have it in Yerushalayim. So that's Machlokes. G'dele Echrein again. G'dele Yerushalayim U'mechaviv Mitzvahs, they would beroyv Ahavosom. They were Makbid, they would spend their time, and they would go to Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim HaMakudosh, Besoich HaChoymois, where it was definitely had Kedushas Yerushalayim Bizman HaMikdash to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shivas Minim. Now, let's go back to the Shita of the Ravid. The Ravid, we said, holds that there is no Yisr Koros Bizman HaZeh if somebody were to go up, Chalila, into the Mokim of the Beis HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh. There's no Chiv Koros. Kedusha Shnia, Loi Kitchel Losid Lovay. It's not the same Kedusha. Osid Ezra, Ezra Rosh, or Osid, Liskadish Kedusha Acheris, Losid Lovay, and because of that Bizman HaZeh, which we have to explain. Now, the Mephoshim ask on the Ravid a few questions. One of the questions is that we dive in the direction of Yerushalayim. What are you telling me? You tell me Yerushalayim is the bottle Kedush also? Another question is a mission at the end of Ksubis that says that the husband could force his wife to go up with him to Yerushalayim. He wants to live in a place that's more, again, don't take the Mishnah at, in a simple sense. A fellow who's living in Borough Park can't just stamp tell his wife one day that he wants to move to Yerushalayim. And not only to Yerushalayim, he wants to move to the old city and just take his wife with. Whatever the circumstances are. But Agapanim, that mitzvah is because of Kedushas HaMokim that exists. And that Mishnah is written Bizman Hazeh. It's a Mishnah, which is Gepaskin Lalocha. Nobody says that the mitzvah is not Negev, and that Mishnah is not Negev. A Mishnah exubs it. Didn't have an Ezer. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Nobody says it's not Negev, Bizman Hazeh. According to Rabbi Lechoy, there is no Kedusha. The Teretz is. We said that even according to Rabbi, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash is Kedusha of Yerushalayim, is Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. There's no Issacharis. It's not the same thing. But that just begs for definition. So let's try to delve into the Shita of the Ravid. We have my awesome Machlokes in the Sugis, in Kufiud. We have Machlokes of Yechon and Shlokish. What is the din of Shchut Echutz Bizman Hazeh? There's a behemoth that was in the Skadish B'Kedusha's carbon, which is Shaykh Bizman Hazeh, and you shech that behemoth B'Chutz. Shech it in the middle of the street. Machlokes of Yechon and Shlokish, whether there's Shchut Echutz Bizman Hazeh. Rabbi Yochanan says that there is. Rish Lakish says that there's not. L'choyer the machloikis, the Ravid's coming from a machloikis to say that there's no chorus b'zman hazeh, from the discussion of Yeshua Rebbe Loza, which is the Mishnah in Idias that we mentioned, the Gemara in Samach Beis, whether shamati shemakrivim b'zman hazeh, it's shy to bring karbonis and to eat kachrim b'zman hazeh. At first glance, what the Ravid and the Rambam are doing is they're arguing on a machloikis tanoim, Yeshua Rebbe Loza, l'choyer Rebbe Loza. And which is really a machloikis amiroim. Very strange. There should be a machloikis amiroim, which is the same machloikis and machloikis tanoim, couched in different terms. No, none of the Rishonim parallel the two and refer one to the other. A. What's more strange is that according to Rish Lakish, we have a klal always that we pass on the Yochanan over Rish Lakish. It comes out the whole Ravid is based on Rish Lakish. We also have to add that we saw that the Rambam, the Ravid, seemingly have fakertes svaras l'gabi Eretz Yisrael. It's also a mikroim edorsheni. What's the bria chatichoin of the makleikis? So l'choyri behechrach from what we said from tzadik gemara b'yechon and shlokish with the makleikis tanoim with the makleikis Rambam and Ravid, it does not seem that the Ravid is being machir like Rishlokish and Rebbe Lezer la'umas Yibishua, who again normally we pass like Yibishua over Rebbe Lezer. Normally we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan over Rishlokish. Maybe that's where the Rambam is coming from. But Al-Kabbalah, according to Ravid, one thing seems pretty clear. The Ravid is being mechadish, and this is what we keep on pointing out. The Ravid is being pointing out that it's not the pshat of Bizman Hazeh, there's a hafgod, there's a total lack of Kedusha Zamakum. You daven to Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh. There's Aloch of Malin Bakoidish, their husband taking his wife, that did the mission of the Ksubis that we mentioned. All that is named Bizman Hazeh. The Kedusha Bizman Hazeh cannot be the same Kedusha that there will be lost in Lovay, and because of that, it can't be a Hemshech of the Kedusha that was. That's what the Ravid says. B'soyrav Nigla, B'soyrav Hashem L'Rev. What does that mean exactly? What the Ravid seems to be saying is that the chorus of going into Beis HaMikdosh is based on a certain tumah of that place. If the place is in a state of change, because the Kedusha that was can't be the Kedusha lost in Lavoi, then that Kedusha is not static. That Kedusha is a Kedusha that's changing, that will change. It's not that level of Kedusha which is where there's a complete violation, which would be Mechayev Koros. To explain this better, what we'd say is like this. Is the Mokoim HaMiyuchod, what we keep on describing as Shchut Echutz, as being the Isser of violating the Mokoim HaMiyuchod LaAvoida, is it true Gam Bizman Hazeh that the Mokoim HaMikdosh has a name, a status, a halachic status, as the Mokim HaMiyuah, the only place where the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Master Shkinoza? Yes, emphatically yes. And that's where Rebbe Yochanan holds his Zichi of Chorus. And that's why you could build a Mizbeach as a Mokim Korbon, Shamati shemakrim bizman hazeh af al pi shein bayis, because the mokim is the mokim hamiyud lekach. Is the kedusha the same kedusha that was a continuation of Yemei Ezra HaSoifer, and the same kedusha that will continue ad ki avishili when Mashiach comes? It'll just be one straight hemshak of that kedusha. No, there's something different about the kedusha bizman hazeh. This the status of Yemei Ezra became bottle. The status of Yemos HaMashiach is not here yet. We're in the middle. We're in some type of interim period. It doesn't have the same Kedusha. But is the Mokam HaMiyuchah for any Kedusha that there is? Yes. Build a Mizbeach. Bring a carbon. If you're going to bring a carbon anyplace else, is it a violation of the Yichud of that place? Of the sanctity of that spot? Yes. V'mel d'shchut echutz. The rabbi also agrees to Rabbi Yechon. He also agrees to the Tanya Rabbi Yeshua that says, Shemakrivim bizman abdezeh, aval b'yashem bayis. The Chiv Chorus is totally in the full toikiv of Kedusha. And that not. And now let's try to understand. Let's understand something else which is interesting. The Rambam in Perek Vav, Hilchos Beis Avichir, is Mayrich, that in order to designate the Kedusha Samigdosh, you need the Urim Vitumim, you need the Melech. Ezra Sofer, the beginning of Bayis Sheni, there was no Urim Vitumim, there was no Melech when Klai Yisrael came back in the era of the Bayis Sheni. The Rambam says that Ezra Sefer only made it Lezecha. That means, like he brings the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tezayin of an Aleph, which describes that Ezra Sefer rededicated the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam, the Mepharshim say, Lishitose. He holds the Rambam that the Kedusha that was there in the first Beis HaMikdash never went off. The Mokum was in the Skadish, the Kedusha is there. The Kedusha of the Bayis and the Azorah and the Kodesh Kedoshim would have been there even if Ezra Sefer not been Mekadosh. Ezra Sefer did it in order to Lezecha, just to give expression to the fact that now the physical expression of that Mokoim, of the Kedushas HaMokoim, is here. So for that, you don't need the physical presence of all these things. To create the Kedusha, Lechatchila, which was done by David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, for that you need Melech and Urim V'Tumim and so on. The problem with all this is that the Rambam says what he says, like we said in Perek Vav, Hilchos Beis Avichir, the Rabbi doesn't argue. And the Rabbi has a real problem. If we say that Bizman HaZeh, the Kedusha is not there, if the Kedusha is not there, that means when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, the Kedusha of the Mokim went off, at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni had to come back on, there was no Melech, there was no Vitum, Teretzis. The Rabbi, like we said, doesn't argue the Gabi the designation of that Mokim being a Mokim HaMikdash. Legami Issacharis, he holds that Issacharis is different. Interesting, Yedua, that the first time that the famous Moses Montefiore, the English nobleman who did so much for Yidden Yerushalayim in the mid-1800s, the first time he came to Eretz Yisrael, maybe one of the later times, I think it was one of the earlier times, came a bunch of times, I think 7 or 8 times, when he came, so he wanted to go into the Mokum HaMikdosh, but there's a concern of Tumah. And even according to the Ravid, there's an Isser of Tumah, which we still have to define. B'chayr, if the Kedusha of the Mokum is off. So we said the Kedusha of the Mokum is not off, so what's the gather of the Isser cards? He went in a coach that was completely enclosed. He had Arabs carry him in an enclosed box. So one of the Chachmei Svardim in Eretz Yisrael advised Moses Montefiore that you could do like the Ravid. The Kedusha of Bizman HaZeh is only a Lois HaSeh, not a Chi of Chorus. And they wanted to be Mechadish that where the Isser of Bizman HaZeh, the Isser B'Tumah of, if the Kedusha was in full brunt, would be even in a locked up box. The Isser, why? Because there's an Isser of a Tomei being in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Isser of Bizman HaZeh is only a Lois HaSeh. They wanted a Taina that the Isser of the Lois HaSeh wasn't just the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, the regular Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, that there was Bekoris on a lower level, but it was something else. It's that if the person is Tomei, he's Metame in the Beis HaMikdash, he's Metame the Mokum. So Memele, if he's locked up in a box where there's no transmitter of Tomei, the same Eitzah that was discussed, when there was a problem with flying over a Beis HaKvaros for Kehanim on the way out of Eretz Yisrael. So one of the issues that was discussed is that if the person is in a sealed, hermetically sealed
container. The question is whether a plane would serve that thing or even would serve that purpose, or we have to go into a garbage bag. As they flew for 12 seconds or whatever it was over the Beis HaKvaros outside Kolon or Haifa or Tel Aviv, Lemaisa, he wouldn't be metame, the same way over there by the Kehanim, the mess wouldn't be metame the Kohen. The problem is not for a Kohen to be in the same space as a man. The problem is the mess being metame the Kohen. Okay, now I'm a Kabbalah Tumah if you're completely hermetically sealed off. So if Moses Mantif, if you're in the coach, in the box, is sealed off, he's not metame veloiz titamu. As Mekohen Migdoshi, he's not metame, Simel, there wouldn't be any salab. Issachoros, there would be. Even if you're going in a coach. Lemaisa, Chachm Yishalayim, Wemoicha. It means they held halacha. It was not like the rabbi, or maybe they didn't hold of this whole chiddush. That's just a historical footnote. But what's taka the pshat in the rabbi? What's taka the pshat in the rabbi that the kedushas beis hamikdash is here, but it's not in its fullest form that there should be an issachoros? That we still have to leave over mitzvah Hashem for the next year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.